Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world? It's your boy Core DJ Hershey of Magic 107.5 Atlanta Mix Show DJ, and you're tuned in to You Just Said It with my homegirl, Candace and Shella.
Get ready for the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Well, hello, hello. How are you doing tonight, Atlanta? Candace, how are you? Looks like we're going to have a good show tonight, Candace. Beam me up, Scotty. That's the name of the game. Candace, you want to go ahead and bring your mic up? It'll be perfect for tonight. I'm not sure if you're back from the protest. I know you've been out there protesting strong tonight. I see Atlanta is lit. I also see Texas is lit, too. Getting it in, huh? I think tonight's topic is going to be about the protests, the shootings. Where are we at as far as a nation, and how far are we going to take this? Are we at a crisis? Should we be concerned? Are people just scared and they don't know how to react? I mean, we're taking all questions tonight. So Miss Candace Carey, Miss Beautiful from the Drumline movie, and her co-host Shelly Massion, Nick Cannon's cousin, coming out with a new docuseries about life here in America, dealing with Hollywood, behind the scenes, directing films with Tisha Morrow, Ice-T's daughter. We have come forth with a radio show, folks. Yes, we have. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and we'll get back to you in a minute, and we're going to go ahead and get the show fired up. Maybe we can bring on Mr. James Cannon to get it going on the ones and twos. Candace, can we get some music? And also, can you bring yourself on the line tonight? Leave the protest, put down your white flag, wave the flag, and tap in for tonight's program. Talk to you in a minute, folks.
Hi, callers. You're listening to the Candace and Shelley Show. I'm just getting in from Atlanta. Right now, breaking news, we are live. Well, live. I was live, but out there with the protesters, and it was peaceful. And Kasim, the mayor, Kasim Reed, came out there on the scene. And, I mean, it just was, you can't help but to feel some type of emotion with everything that's been going on. And that I can say, I've been in tears for the past 2 days because it really brought out that type of emotion with me. You know, I have family members, you know, in the Black community, and I can resonate with this. And it just reminds me of just, I feel like sometimes, you know, it looks like we're going backwards. And I'm just, you know, praying for this world and praying for change. You know, I do believe that to have an open conversation, an open forum amongst our peers and amongst those that can initiate and facilitate the change that we need with the different laws and the different ordinances that we need within our own city, states, and government is something that we should continue to have. But then the question is, you know, when, you know, as far as like an action, we do need a plan of action. I think we've been talking enough. When I say we, I'm saying within the Black community, of we've been talking for years. We've been protesting peacefully for years, and yet and still, you know, you see these type of things going on in our community, and it's heartbreaking. And it's like you kind of sometimes you feel helpless because it's like, what else do we do? Do we continue to protest peacefully? What else are we supposed to do? So that's my question to the callers. I do see I have a caller, 7944. Welcome to the Candace and Shelley Show. How are you?
Hi, Candace and Shelley. I'm sorry, I'm just a little tired. I was out with the crowd today, and it was very hot out there. But I would like to say it was very touching because coming from the era that I'm coming from, mm-hmm. it just seems like Ms. Carey said that a certain group or we're going backwards. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's good to go back and reflect to go forward and make that change. And I do like what the mayor said about doing these things in the spirit of Dr. King, because what was he all about? He was about peace, love and peace. And I just said that out really, really fast. But how are you, Shelley?
I'm doing really good.
Okay. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you, love. I'm being a good mom, as I like to call myself right now.
Oh.
That's my new gig in life is just being a good mom. So I'm not allowed to tell people I'm having too much fun, because you know. But honestly, I would like to speak a tad bit on what I'm seeing from my view. Okay. What I see is that we're upset as Black people, right? Me being a quarter breed Italian, I see it as mixed lives matter. So it's more of a spiritual warfare. It's a great distraction. It's almost like if God were to be standing right in front of us, would we see him? No, probably not, because we're fighting each other. It's an excellent way for evil to kind of rear its ugly head. And now the brimstone and the brew is being stirred up for this great world war of nothingness. It's like we're all sitting back at some of us and we're wondering, well, who is going to be the first one to nuke? Who's going to be the one who is going to push the button, you know? And now it's almost scary. It's like a creepy movie. And then you have Donald Trump, who's running for president. We don't know if he's here to help us, if he's here to wear a crown of blasphemy. I mean, we don't really know. And everyone's just afraid. Now, the thing that scares me on all lives or mixed lives matter is that if someone were to be upset right now because they're mad at white people again, right? And they just start shooting random white people, and they start shooting in front of my house. Now, they're shooting down this poor old white lady, right? Now, all of us black kids come running outside. Y'all just shut down Ma. So, I mean, really, do we know who we're shooting now? Now, if they come back and they say that the sniper found in the history of this officer, he was a racist, he spent 7 years brutalizing black teenagers, and then you have, he shot a Hispanic guy too, so I guess Mexican lives are starting to become a problem, right? And I guess now they said that this Mexican guy has been beating black kids for 15 years. I mean, maybe that's how it works. Maybe karma works like that in that way. But we can't just start taking karma in our own hands. We can't say, well, he deserves to do this, because we don't know who we're shooting at the end of the day. We might think we're shooting this person because of the color of their skin. Now you have a problem. Now you have a mental problem. Now you need to go check yourself into a facility, okay? Because you just shot someone's father. You just shot someone whose best friend was black. You just shot someone whose wife was black. You just shot a black family. So really, you just committed genocide, whether you knew it or not. You just killed another black family. You killing that white man. He went home to a black wife. And so my only concern. So, you know, the mayor and everyone, they say, let's walk peacefully. We don't know who the sniper came, and neither does the mayor. People are concerned. You have people pulling together rallies in different states and things. Texas, they're pulling together rallies. We don't know if the rally member was with the sniper. See, it's a cold case. They need to go crack that right now. And as you're saying, you know, good civilians, and they're running around trying to figure out who shot John, somebody else is getting stirred up to get ready to go shoot Tom, Dick, and Harry. So, I mean, either someone's going to speak reality out into the open and say, hold on, guys, let's just stop and think. Maybe we're walking around like ostriches. You know, ostriches get scared. They put their heads into the ground. Either we're doing that or we need to do that very quickly. Otherwise, we're just going to turn around and destroy everything that we sat and built and worked so hard for as a black culture. This is embarrassing. We need to calm down before all our moms come out of heaven and slap the shit out of us, because it sounds like some of us need it right about now. Get conscious. Get aware. Some of these white teachers were the teachers that showed us how to speak the way we speak and walk the way we walk. Some of our best friends are white. Can we cut this out? We were all friends till we seen that slavery documentary they show us in the fifth grade.
And you know what? Some of that is, it's like, Shelley, how can we move forward when we're continuously reminded of that traumatic past?
Mm-hmm.
Of, you know, when they're playing shows and they're playing The Roots and they keep playing stuff that keeps that stuff embedded in our minds, then it's like you feeding into that. So it's
well, then,
we
Candace,
know
you know what?
That.
Then that's when you need to take. People like Snoop Dogg and people like The Game, they just went to the L.A. mayor, and they had a lot of words for this next generation. And a lot of people, Darnell said it today. He said, we screwed up with your generation. I'm sorry. We should have showed you better. We should have showed you more. Well, it's not your fault that the government came in and dropped crack, dropped, you know, Jerry Curls, dropped the Cadillac, dropped a bitch on the corner and showed him how to trick off his mama. Okay? I'm sorry that they feel they played a part in that, but they didn't. It was a plan a lot bigger, a plot a lot thicker, and now it's no longer the white against the black. It's poor versus the rich. We get to plan too damn much. They're going to pull the chemicals they put in the water to keep it clean, and they're going to put something else in it. We keep playing, they're going to pull the airport landings. We keep playing, and they're going to go ahead and shut borders down completely with the top on it. We need to stop playing. And that's why me having the children I have, being the mother that I am, I have to talk to them in a certain way and let them know what they consider to be cool and my world is not cool. Button your shirt up to the top. That's why there's 10 buttons. Pull your pants up, not down. I might as well take the split out the middle and make you a woman if you're just going to be walking around with your pants down all day. You're going to work. You're a boy. You're a man. And if their father has a problem with me turning around and saying to him, look, damn it, we're going to do this my way. We're not going to do it at all. Because sometimes women have to put their foot down on their family, not sit there and let him beat him up, beat her up, and drag her around and tell her what to do. Sometimes she has to take that stand. And when daddy says, hey, cut the bullshit, cut it, everybody needs to cut it. The president needs to come down like daddy and say, cut this shit. If he can't pull it off, I don't know what to say. We might be doomed.
But I'll tell you now, standing there front line, going toe-to-toe, nose-to-nose with the police, I did that when I was 15. I did it when I was 16. By the time I was 19, I was a documented threat to society. Mark that at 18 so I can get out of jail. Go play with the police. And they will line everybody up and kill them one by one. They've been doing it. So we're all going to stand at front line and say, kill me, shoot me, take my black life. It matters. No, it's not. Not right now. Not this way. This doesn't make any sense. It's like we need to go huddle. We need to go back to our football fields, all of us people of culture and color. We need to go talk to the Pakistanians. We need to go talk to the Indians. We need to go talk to the Africans. We need to say, look, there's billions of us and several of them. Why are we asking any questions? We should be able to walk up to the police and take their guns from them and say, we want community justice. We sit your guns down. We shouldn't have to come in and shoot them down. You're going to sit your guns down. We need to bunk them and say, look, nigga, y'all going to put these guns down. And I'm talking about white people, black people, Mexican people. Put the guns down. You like the lady say, if you're an officer and you know you don't like black people, why are you here? Why are you here? If I'm
you know,
a black officer.
I think what we're dealing with, the black officer, what we're dealing with is you have a lot of people with strong personalities and from different races. That's America. That's why a lot of people flee their countries to come here, because we have this type of democracy, quote unquote, where everyone can come here and achieve the American dream, which is the pursuit of happiness, which is a house, a car, dog, a family, and a decent job to provide for them, food and the necessary things that you need to survive. But then when you think about that, you're bringing in all these different people with different cultures and different spiritual things that, you know, that they're keep walking around with. And you know what? To add to what you said earlier, I do think it is a spiritual warfare that's going on. It's the tension. When you add in all these different ingredients to the pot, when we're in a political election time, you know, Obama, he's out in Poland right now, and it just seems like, you know, since Obama is out of the country, all HELL is going loose because, you know, your parents are gone. That's what it looks like. And, you know, I think Obama, he had his chance to come within the community, the African American community to be specific, and the Mexican community or any other community that you can resonate with and make and help them to feel more confident about themselves, because we're dealing with a lot of people who are hurt. This comes from a 40-year, I'm speaking for the black race, a 40-year hurt, 400 years of hurt, and then you continue to see it, and you're in a land, you're walking the streets where you kind of feel like you're not respected. And I'm not a man, but, you know, I think, you know, as far as a black man, you know, they want to be respected, because when you look at the history, they were the first men have walked the earth from the tribe. They are, you know, everyone originates from the African roots. And why is it that it seems that some of these youths or some of these people that are feeling this way, it's not a party. It's not like they're out here in the streets partying and it's freaknik or whatever. It's because they stand for something, and this is something that they're passionate about, and this is real.
I want to discuss something.
You know, when you look at,
and I can go down the list, mm-hmm. Trayvon Martin, Sandra Bland, mm-hmm. Katrina Johnson, mm-hmm. Shin Bell, Eric Garner, Mike Brown, mm-hmm. Kenneth Convelli, Travis Kamar Rice, Freddie Gray,
and all mm-hmm. of, and there's more. All of these people that have lost their lives, okay, mm-hmm. when the cops, they were not convicted. Mm-hmm. No conviction at all. So you do seem
that's
like there is no
the
respect
discussion.
For the black life.
Okay,
and,
now
and
let me talk. Let me. When you grew up, you grew up around the same time I grew up. We grew up with the common law being two parents in the home, 7 years. Mm-hmm. Is that common law?
It was.
We grew up in a home.
Law.
Where we grew up in a home where the goal was to have a mother and a father, even if it was just a male figure that mom would bring around, whether it was her boyfriend, 9 times out of 10, could have been an uncle in a lot of situations. But as you listen to the car radio like I did as a kid, we heard the same thing. In the African-American community, statistics are saying that 50% of marriages in the black are separated or divorced, right? You grew up like I grew up. Statistics reminded us, even on the radio, where we were in life. And we grew up thinking, well, maybe they're just, like, insuring us. Maybe they're just at a this is the news, right? This is our version of the news on what was going on in our black community. People, remember, kids stop reading 5th and 6th grade. If your teacher stops pushing you to read, eventually we slack off. Now, I've been out here in these streets, in these country streets, and I see what goes on out here in the country. Grandpa dies, you get the house. You might not have any money, but they gave you the house. So now you got to go hit the streets. You got to go hit the city to try to make some money. You robbing, you stealing, you taking them down, you bringing that back to the house. I mean, it's like a man hunting, going out to get a ram. You come back with a bear. Every time he comes home with something bigger and bigger. So now, in white statistics, it's stating black men are on the savage, right? They on the loose. They on the prowl, right? In white news, black men is suffering, and they coming to get your wives and your women and beat you down in the streets. So now he feels he needs to walk around with his big billy, okay? He feels that the sheaths on his bullets need to have their own pillowcases. He needs his bullets so big just in case one of these big black gorillas come around the corner to get to ripping his head off for his woman and his house and his money. See, so as we're getting fed, and black families are breaking up by the millions, right? We're confused already as a culture and how we got here. We're fighting each other off on genocide every day, selling drugs to each other. It's the coolest thing. You hear it all over the radio. Kill, die, murder, crack, dope. Sell it to your mama. Sell it to your mama. Murder, die, crack, pimp your kids. My daughter's 7 and she's a hoe. I'm with it. I'm putting her on the corner every day. She's my business. Killer, hoe. And everybody's just going, killer, hoes, killer. Go, Jay-Z. Go, Jay-Z. Go, game. Go Snoop. And that's why Snoop was like, wait a minute, am I saying killer your mama? Put your daughter on the corner. Wait, what am I talking about? Sometimes we have to catch ourselves, reel ourselves back in as a people. It's funny how a kid act a fool on the plane until a black woman shows up. It could be an African kid, a Chinese kid, a white kid. It's just something about when the black woman shows up, every she comes to town, the whole town shuts down. The women need to speak. We need to stand up. Women are responsible for the children in the household. That's why I get upset when women are running random men through their home and they think their daughter's not going to be a whore. Oh, she's beyond a whore. She's actually used goods. She's actually no good. Why? Because the mother was not a good example. Now she has to raise herself. God hopes she raised herself righteously, so now she can raise a new generation up under her next generation and the next generation that'll be even stronger than which was her mother, who was a horrible idol. Maybe she'll be a better idol for her children. But we can't run random men through our home. They're coming in with drugs. They're coming in sodomizing. They're coming in raping. They're coming in molesting. They're coming in and they're showing our children absolutely the opposite of what the father, the biological father or grandfather would have showed that child. A lot of women, I want to stand them up and slap them so hard they knock each other upside the head like, boom, where they wigs just fall off. You knew what y'all was doing when y'all had them children. Now look at them in jail. Now look at them in the streets. Now look at them. And now you have some that mom sat there and put her whole heart into that child. And he reaches to get something off the glove compartment and he gets shot. Heck yeah, the world is going to ride. They say not him.
Mm-hmm.
So not him, then who else is supposed to be shot? Lil Nigga Thompson? Lil JoJo Crack Black? Little Smokey Coo who couldn't stop, little Dum Dum down the street, who was supposed to be shot? Do you know how many people are getting killed all day, every day, in a whole nother world, in a whole nother war? Don't nobody even care about them kids that just died 5 minutes ago. 50,000 kids died 5 minutes ago. Don't nobody care. Ain't nobody toe tag. Okay, so the police shot and got caught. They do it all the time. So in where we come from, in showbiz, it's like politics. My people need to go talk to your people. They need to go talk to your people. They need to go talk to your people. Because somebody needs to know somebody else shoots somebody like this is going down. So if that's what we just saw play out, we watched it play out. If this is how it's about to roll, then everybody needs to go get their pistols, clean that shit off, and get the cracking. Hand them to the kids. It's going down. If you're telling me this is where America is going, if this is where we're going, kick off your high heels, ladies, because this shit's going to get real. Save your water. Go buy water. Go buy all the food you can buy. Stock up, store up. Go get that extra refrigerator and throw it in the garage if you have to. Get as much water from Walmart, whoever. Baby, pick a sale and make it your best. Take half the money you got in the bank and go put it on food for the war, if that's the case. And then they're scared because Donald Trump is going to be president? Really? Then they need to ride for that shit, too. If everybody's so upset about somebody being shot again for the 50,000th time, and we haven't ran up on the White House like gorillas in the mist and just jumped all up in there with the president being the president. Nigga, I thought he was the president. Nigga, one day we was going to turn. I thought we was going to ride. I thought that's why you president, because I thought you was going to be the one that was going to hit that staff that was going to crack the earth and say, stop this shit. So if you could be the one to do it, do it. Because I think he can.
Yeah.
I think my cousin Nick is right behind him.
What?
It's time to stand up.
Yeah, and, you know, this is the thing, is that we don't want, you know, whatever change comes, it needs to come from a positive demeanor. We don't want any more war. We don't want, you know, it's not a way to live. To feel like you have to go to war. That's not what you want. You don't want an America in your street like it is over there in Iraq. Or any, you know, anywhere else where they're constantly, you know, living in a state of war, turmoil. You don't want, I don't want that. So it has to be a more civilized way that we can just make things happen. Maybe put a little, you know. I know when you go through the history, all great countries like Rome, the Spartans, the Trojans. You know, everyone has, you know, Russia against Germany, America against, you know, the Vietnam War. You do have war. And that's, you know, when you're fighting Ethiopia, you know, they Queen Candace, she was a warrior in Ethiopia. So, you know, I get that. But at this time, you know, with our children and people that do have kids, you don't want your kids growing up, you know, in that type of society. So I think there has to be a more smooth, a more savvier way that we can get things done. Now, you're dealing with a lot of people that are educated, especially out here in Atlanta. I mean, this is a college state. So with all these high degree holding individuals with their degrees, hey, let's put that to use. Let's be creative, to bring our minds together, then put together a plan of action, and then step by step. Let's not be too much in a haste, because when you get too much in the haste is when you start making mistakes and people get antsy, as you can see with the shootings that have been going on with Alton and Castile from yesterday. They're drilling and started going. People started moving too fast. They started getting in a haste and making bad decisions. And sometimes some of the decisions that you make, you can't come back from. So when you take your time and do things step by step in a positive demeanor, you get more, you know. And I get some of these people are just angry, or some of these people are just taking this opportunity to lash out their anger on.
Candace,
I mean,
you got to understand, Candace. You said something that was almost made me want to laugh, right? You said something about the war. It's like no other war. It's exactly the same. But what I mean when I say it's a spiritual war, right? The walls that are up in other places, the great walls, here, there are no walls. That's the scary part. There's no partition between us and them. There's no wall to tear down. It is a spiritual warfare.
There's something tainted in the air, like sprinkle dust. And as soon as I said that right now, guess what? Thunder just went over the top of my head. So that confirms that the Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. I am anointed to say something like that. So there's little sprinkle dust, everybody, babies. It's being sprinkled on our heads, and it's making us want to fight. It's kind of like the Ghostbusters movies, guys. And then, like Mr. Cannon says, we cater to all this demonic music. We're catering to demonic TV shows. We're catering to it as a united nation of people. We are catering to so much negativity that we're surprised that we're shooting each other. I mean, it almost makes me want to sit all the babies down and line them all up and give them a butt spanking. And that's what God is going to do. That's why I'm glad I'm a Christian, and I'm glad that everyone that knows me knows that I only hang with Christians, because, you know, like I know this is just a test. Like anything
yeah,
else God gives
it
us.
Is. And, you know, hold on. I do have a caller. Caller 1977. You are live on the air. Hey, how you doing? This is Shelly. Just say it.
And it's Shelly.
Hello, caller.
Give him the number.
Hello?
Yes.
I just wanted to say that I do agree, and I do believe with both of you young ladies regarding this being a spiritual warfare that we're in, because nothing happens in the natural. It happens in the spiritual before it happens in the natural, and that's what we're experiencing now. The Bible says there's going to be wars upon wars, and that's happening. But guess what? What we're supposed to do, there's a scripture that says this one doesn't come out unless we pray and we fast. I believe it's in Matthew 17:5.
Mm.
And so you look at America as the big, I'm just going to say this, as the big Babylon. America is sinned in so many ways, and of course the other countries, but we want to stay on point because this is what we're talking about now, is what's happening here, right here in the States. And America has become the great Babylon. Sin against sin against sin. And what does our God do? Ms. Candace and Michelle, you spoke about it. America has sinned, and God is not happy, and he's a just God, and he will pass judgment. Now, the Bible also says that can God find one that is clean and pure, a Christian? And, you know, nobody is perfect except God will help you work out your imperfections, that can pray and stand in the gap so that he will not destroy the land. So this, what's happening here, the church has to come together, and the church, I'm sure, is still doing its thing. We go to church and we don't go to church. We go, we sing, we clap, we dance, we hoop, we holler, we fall out, speak in tongues and all of that. But in the end of the day, look at the state of the world. It's going to take a whole lot more than that, and God has given us the authority. He's done everything that he's going to do. We sit on the right hand just as Jesus does. And Jesus sits, he's given him all authority over all demons, and he's given it to us because we were risen with Jesus. So then what do? We take authority, spiritual warfare. Yeah, spiritual warfare. We take authority. We rebuke. We rebuke these spirits. Just make sure that our life is halfway right. Cover us not halfway, but cover ourselves with the power of the blood of Jesus. Father, forgive me for what I did, and go on and fast and pray, because that's what America needs, the presidential election, all these things going on with humanity, because guess what? If I belittle my sister, if I belittle my brother, if I belittle my child, I'm belittling, I'm demising myself, because we're all part of one another, just different cultures, different privileges, different things have gone on generation after generation after generation. And I just had to bring that out, ladies. This show is so awesome. And I just hope that there's more people that will tune in, chime in, maybe even just review this when it goes out again on the Blog Talk Radio. I love you, ladies.
Thank you. Love you. Love you, too.
God bless.
Love you, too. You know, God bless. You know, that's you know, obviously we have so much to say. There's a lot of you know, we have to continue to have this open forum conversation. And that's what we're going to do on our end, listeners. You can call in to us. The number is 713-955-0345. You know, we've been away for some time, but if you have been on our Facebook page or social media pages, you'll see that we've been doing a lot of stuff in the community in San Diego with the Nick Cannon Foundation, with the Who Can Prepare the Best Business Plan out there, and so forth. So, you know, I just thought it was just right that we would come on the air. So, listen, I know it's Friday night. This is our first show.
It is.
Show,
Candace,
I
would like
know,
to
Shelly
say, Candace, I have a special guest on tonight. Wait, hold on. I have to stop the press for 1 minute. Curtis, are you on the line?
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to bring Curtis on the line because he always sees a conspiracy in everything that is done. And I know what we said tonight was so powerful, Candace, that, like you say, Mr. Cannon, like, ladies, stick to it. And I know that you are the one, Candace. Mr. Cannon has you handpicked. And so I also have someone who's just equivalent to your brilliancy. His name's Curtis. I believe you met him before. And I would like for him to kind of shed light to some of the 2.3 million people that will be listening to our show tonight.
Okay. How you doing, Curtis? This is Candace. Welcome to our
show.
Hey,
how you doing?
Good. You know, the topic is we're talking about, you know, basically justice for all.
Right.
I'm in Atlanta right now, and they are protesting as we speak. Right now they're still in Midtown, marching in the streets from 4 o'clock this afternoon. And we're just talking, seeing what action can we take place. Because I know a lot of people, just, you know, are tired of talking. It's you know, we got to do something or not do something, but something has to change. But as far as talking is concerned about this thing over and over and over again, it's become redundant. So, I mean, I would like to know, you know, your thoughts as being, you know, a man and your point of view on the situation.
Right. Well, really,
so how do you feel?
Really, I really don't feed into, you know, a lot of the things that go on in the media. Because, I mean, as you guys are aware, what happened in Dallas, Texas last night, right? It was a stage act. It was a stage act.
What
That's
do you mean
a
by
good
that,
one.
A staged act? It was with, it was internal, or it was.
It's like we a lot of events that's going on around us, they're stage acts, and it's to get the black community roused up and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't really feed into stuff like that, but I would suggest that everybody start looking further into what's going on and do some research and find out, you know, kind of behind the scenes of what's going on.
That's true.
It's a news clip in that the guy on CNN slipped up and said yesterday that he don't know how many actors were involved. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
I mean, I can send you that video. I mean, it's the same thing with the Boston Marathon.
Got him.
What's funny?
Nothing.
Get him, huh? You said they shot themselves, huh? They shooting each other and shit, huh? They said, I got that one mad officer on the roof. He said, I'm going to get them all. He said, I tried out for the police academy when I was 19, and I'm going to get them, huh? And he said, you know what? I know how you can get them, right? Look, check it out. Then you got the main leader. I think the guy that did the protest. I don't need him coming to shoot me, too, or getting me set up to get me shot. But check it out, though, G. I feel like the guy who set up the protest was with the sniper. His name is Father Goodhood and all this stuff. He's like some white dude with a nappy beard. Father Hood, right? Mm-hmm. You should see him. He's slick. He's like, in the Lord Jesus Christ says no.
more. We should just, it's like a little song, have some peace. Okay, that sounds good, Father Good White. How is he white leading a black rally? Or does his nappy beard qualify him? See, that's the thing that scares me. Black people go with anything that looks nappy.
Did they release the nationality of the sniper?
Not that I know.
Are you telling me that they were white? I mean. I mean, are you just being, are you pulling my leg? Because I'm waiting to hear that information. That would be interesting. Does anyone know? I mean,
well, they can always go capture a black dude and
release?
Say he did it.
Right.
But the whole acting scenario is the Truman Show. It's the whole Truman Show. That's, yes.
And most of these events that's been going on around us is nothing but, you know, their stage acts.
For their GoFundMe accounts.
Right. And to get new laws and stuff like that. The agenda is to put as many people as in fear as possible. When you're in fear, then you're easy to control.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're susceptible
mm-hmm.
to, you know, what do we do next? What do we do next? And
right.
Right.
And in history, a white American has always, a white man has always thrown his hands up like the Pied Piper and said, follow me.
And if everybody pay attention to every year, it happens around the same time of the year. You know what I'm saying? This is a certain energy that's on the planet that they try to draw, you know, from the black community.
Now, I believe now we're starting to get into the rich versus the poor. And I think that when you introduced me to the doctor that was carrying AIDS, that was a concept of for you to introduce me to the controversial, the rich versus the poor. I believe that it's deeper than, it started off as a black and white issue. But now when you have $50,000 and you can go find a cure for something that the average street person can't go get, or inner city kid or inner city adult, you go drop this $50,000, now you're cured. The next person has to live with this for the rest of their life. Now you have that doctor that you introduced me to that left eye was going to see. What was his first name?
Dr. Sadie. And
he's doing those
products affordable to those that are ill for him to cure them. You know
right.
what I mean? Difference between Western civilization of, you know, treating a disease and curing the disease. He cures.
That showed me at that point in time, and you introduced me to the poor versus the rich war. There's a war between the rich and the poor. The young man
well,
that is serving you your food.
I mean, it's a spiritual warfare going on.
Yes, it
you
is.
Know, it really has nothing to do with, you know, it's bigger than black and white. So, yeah, keep that in mind, you know. And they do these stage acts, and they are looking for those that will go out and do something stupid or whatever, because they want all the riders off the street. When they come in with their plan. They don't want anybody to rebel. They want all the people that's going to be susceptible. You know what I mean? Obey. People that they can control. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So there's not a power struggle. See, it's like putting cheese down, and now everyone walks into this big rat trap. It's the same thing that is always happening in the Holocaust is a prime example.
Yeah,
if you're going on vacation, pack your bags.
It's nothing new. I mean, next year is going to be something else, the same time of the year. You know what I'm saying? And that's how these people play these games, you know, and we get so wrapped up into what's going on, what's seen, but it's a bigger agenda. They keep you focused on the smoke screen when there's something bigger going on. You know what
when
I mean?
When it turns into politics at the end of the day, like you're basically going to turn this a conversation about and around to.
Right.
It's politics.
Right.
I'm hearing. See?
You know, I kind of...
And now
I,
someone's...
I,
supposed,
I can,
sorry.
I can see that. No, I'm watching the news right now, and everyone's still downtown protesting, and the police, they're all driving up and down Piedmont and Peachtree Street with their sirens mm-hmm. and their cars. And you're right, it's like, okay, now they can show their force. They can let everybody know that they're still here and they can control things, mm-hmm. and they're putting that fear.
You're right,
and they're keeping it. Yeah, I can see that. And the hanging that happened yesterday in Piedmont Park.
Someone got hung?
Yeah.
A black dude got hung, but nobody's talking about it?
Supposedly, quote-unquote, a black male was found at Piedmont Park hung on a tree.
And he jumped off the tree and hung himself, right?
That's, quote-unquote, what allegedly that's what they're saying that happened. Cassine,
not the horse rode off.
The first
huh?
They said it was a suicide.
What people fail to realize is that black people are killed every day by the police. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
And things like that is not publicized. And you got to ask yourself, why is certain events publicized? And they run this shit for like a month. You know what I mean? On the
yeah.
news every day, all fucking day. You know what I'm saying?
But, you know, it's like another form of when we're in the fifth grade and we watch those slavery movies with our best white friend. Now we want to kill him. It turns us against each other. Like I said, it's an excellent distraction, definitely spiritual warfare. I'm not falling for it. I'm in the house.
I sent you the video right now, Shell, when the cat slipped up and said, you know, he don't know how many actors were involved or whatever.
Whoa, that's just so embarrassing.
I'm
about to look at it.
Video right now.
Candace, make sure you load this up. I'm going to forward it to you. So after the show, we can make sure we're going to do this on a daily, every other day until we can kind of get it right. We're going to have, we decided to close our audience off today. We didn't really want a bunch of people calling in, screaming, going crazy about, you know, being black, because when we get each other riled up, I notice we have too many phone rallies and peace rallies. I mean, we're ready to go to fight. And we're leaving the gas station like that damn Indian nigga, you know, and then you leave the restaurant and you're like, all these white people. I mean, calm down, okay? I don't want to promote hate on the radio. It's not, like you say, it's not a black and white issue. Like I say, there's no wall there. This isn't the Berlin Wall. This wall we can't see. It's invisible, okay? And we kind of need to kind of come back to our huddles. Everybody needs to go home. Everybody needs to go back home, get some water, be there for their kids. I'm sure kids have basketball and summer school. They need to be at home taking care of their kids. I know a lot of people are single. They need to go to work. You're not necessarily just drinking and leaving protest, just waiting to get in trouble. A lot of people need to go, you know, they need to go sell their drugs and smoke their crack and prostitute. They need to not be running up and down the streets. Okay, do what you were doing before. If you're in school, stay in school. If you have homework to do, please sit down and do your homework. Running up and down the streets is not going to change anything right now. Allow the president, who
you're falling into right what they want you to do. You know
to
what I'm
an extent, yeah. No, you have to kind of get your game plan. Remember, never let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. We used to have other ways of talking to each other. For example, this radio show is a prime way of showing how we used to be able to communicate once upon a time. It's an underground railroad telecommunication system that we have set up. So what I'm saying to you, I don't have millions of people being able to call in, being able to track me down, being able to show up at my radio unit, ready to put crosses in my yard or ready to take me down, either to white power me up or black power me up. We're invisible. And that's what we need to be. We don't need to be on the front line screaming, shoot me, kill me, take my life. I show you. We need to be quietly making these moves. The sniper got caught. Obviously, he wasn't on a spiritual mission. He saw nothing. Matter of fact, I think he hit his head when he hit the concrete. Knocked himself out. Come on now. We need to be smarter. We need to be better. We need to go get those mental health checks instead of sitting at home walking back and forth.
But
black and white people like
it. Yes, people need the TV off and start studying.
Yes, they do. Get those mental health checks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, they say if this person was insane or bipolar or schizophrenic or suffering from something, TV, being bullied,
is a major mind control tool. It's television program. It tells the vision to program. You know, when you when you turn the TV on, when you're watching the news, when you see all those flashing lights and the number of the news station turning in circles, they're putting you in slight hypnosis. That's why nobody's saying anything, because you're hypnotized and you're believing this garbage that they're putting on there. 99% of what they put on there is fake. They're lying to you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it becomes that. It becomes that, and that's why people suffer from. And if I say this, it's going to sound funny, but then it's going to sound not right at the same time. But then you're going to go, like the Arsenio Hall finger. That's why we're suffering from niggeritis. I say it again, black people. Some of us are suffering from niggeritis, and we need those mental health checkups. Ladies on checks need to get jobs. Men that don't want to take care of their children need to stand up and provide. A woman who has been running around needs to get that check to make sure she's there for her next generation. A man who has a bulge in his genitalia needs to make sure he doesn't have prostate, take care of himself. How many people do you know at the age of 21, 25 that are African-American or of culture that have their own dental plan, that have their own insurance plan, that have an insurance policy on their house and their car, that are making sure they're paying their taxes and their credit is up to par? That's going to Credit Karma. We need to educate each other, ourselves. That's what's important. I'm not going to leave Harvard or Yale, Spelman, Howard, any black mixed college, and I'm not going to take off to the streets. Excuse me, sir. I'm not going to take off to the streets of life at 10 o'clock at night or 9 o'clock at night if I'm educated in that area, unless I am strapped and ready to go to war, because I'm smarter than that. I'm going to be the only one out there in a bulletproof vest, and you know why? Because I'm educated and I know better. Whether you have that street education that's going to allow you to feel that you graduated from a college, a university, or your mother just gave you the will and the know-how, you stay your ass in the house, you close the windows, and you put together your plan and your plot on how you're going to take this monster down. But it starts with you and educating your children. I heard an officer say this earlier, that it's the table talk that we have at home with our kids. Well, these officers need to understand when they're bringing that hate home to their child that they're also raising to become an officer, and they're bringing that nigger, spick, wigger, honky attitude to their children. Now, the children are picking it up. So the officer said one thing I listened to. She said it's the table talk that we're having with our families that are going to cause them to what? Okay, well, officers need to be responsible, too, for what they're bringing home to their children. Now, your child, and I've seen this, and you guys have seen it, too. We have friends who are officers. Their parents were officers. Now they're officers. They follow in their parents' path. That's how the police academy runs. So he's like, he's 50, and now his son's going to come into the academy. He's automatically going to be Sarge. He's been tossing the ball around with the boys since he was 9, and they're recruiting him like that. It's like a big gang. No doubt it's a mob. So somebody needs to go talk to somebody, and needs to go talk to somebody, and needs to go talk to somebody and get this shit right. Period. It's the mob,
you know what?
On every level.
I'm looking at the protests. I'm looking at we're still protesting. Now we're in front of the Westin Hotel, and I do kind of see where it's just like a whole bunch of people. They're just standing there, and just looking.
they are.
Moon maybe right now. So I mean, sir. I've never looked at it from that angle before, but that's something to consider, really, what you were saying about the stage and
the
actors and what have you. But, I mean, at the same time, even though this is going on, we all have to respect while we're out there protesting peacefully, let it be a peaceful event. Get back home to your families, like what Shelley was saying, to your children. Help them with their homework. Get your dental plans together.
Tomorrow.
Turn the TV. Yeah. Turn your TV off, and you know, go out there and I don't know, live your life and be happy.
I mean,
because
look, Curtis, he's saying they want us to turn our cheek.
You understand
what he's saying? He's saying they want us to back down.
It's hypnosis. It's hypno. It's
It's to get us to put this fear in our minds. It's
but
all,
that's
it,
still
it's
contradiction.
So they can come
it's
out
still
here with their police officers.
No, what they want
well,
is
I mean, that's just a different
want,
ideology.
They want you to go out there. They want you to go out there and act a fool and shit like that, you know? I mean, but I mean, way back since Martin Luther King and stuff like that, what have it done?
It's done a lot.
We're still in the same spot, if not worse.
It has it's changed in a lot of ways. In black slavery, white women came along, and you know, her best friend was her nanny. She handpicked her as he brought her home. She said, "I want that slave to be my best friend right there and help me raise my kids." And she didn't just pick that slave for no reason. She seen that slave came in with children and a husband, that she knew her husband was going to beat that man. Now, the only thing she could do was say, "I want that lady to be my nanny for my children." And as she sat there and educated that woman sat back and she educated her husband and she educated her children that became that obviously got sold off into the slave trade. But one day when that white man came home, I guarantee you, that black woman, that nanny, and that white woman was standing there, and she said, "Go on ahead, girl, get him." And I guarantee you that noise, that siren, that shot, that bang, that brains that blew out his skull, and it hit the kitchen in front of everybody. It let them know right then and there that white woman had the power and the control to stop what was happening because she was tired of seeing the beatings. She was tired of seeing it. Run, y'all. So I'm going to tell you something. If Hillary had enough strength as a black woman, as she proclaimed, she can come in and she can shut some things down. I'm looking for a woman like that in my life, and I know everybody is too. Donald Trump is scaring people. I get it. I'm kind of running with him too. I get it. Let's bring in the evil white man so he can shut down the world. I'm not mad. But at the same time, we're not solving anything. It's to go home. It's to know where you come from, to know where you're going. Shooting this white person, sometimes you just shooting that white person, you just took out a whole black family. Don't do that. Go home and think about what you're doing. You ain't got to be mad at your neighbors. You ain't going to be mad at the Mexican guy because you feel he took your job. You weren't qualified for the job anyway. They said bilingual. Don't be mad. Educate yourself. That's where we are. We need to educate ourselves. This is Shelly Mancion. I'm out in Atlanta, ATL 2016. I got Curtis on the phone. I got Candace Carey Drumline, you know, and I'm to a point where I might either have to tap out on America if they keep it up, or we might have to go live and take it to the streets next time around, Candace. Just a screenshot.
That's true. Listen, you know what? I appreciate this conversation, and I hope we've all can take something from this and use it positively. So, listen, this is Candace coming from you live from ATL, from Atlanta. Got my girl Shelly. We had our friend, our guest on here, Curtis. And the other callers that we had that called in tonight, thank you for your time. We love you.
Yes.
Be safe. And listen, we'll be back on the air. You know, tomorrow we're going to continue this conversation. And yeah, I think the next topic is going to be relationships. We'll continue to keep you posted on what's going on out here, but we're going to move on to some other things. So we have a lot of stuff that we can talk about, a lot of things we've been doing, and we are excited. We're excited to bring you guys into this, and I look forward to that. So we love you. You guys have a good Friday night. Be safe, and
God bless.
Don't turn your TVs off. God bless.
Curtis, you good?
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, you good? Last thing for the callers.
Hey, just study and do research. You know what I'm saying? Don't believe everything you see or hear.
Yo, what's up, world? It's your boy, Core DJ Hershey of Magic 107.5 Atlanta Mix Show DJ. And you're tuned in to You Just Said It with my homegirl, Candace and Shelly. Prosper.